paradigm of extracting wealth to build resiliency must be recognized. And I applaud the mayor for the work that she has done in Hoboken. And AECOM is working with, actually in the Meadowlands project, and we're also working for the city of New York and Lower Manhattan. But let me just give you again this paradigm of wealth extraction for response, because if you look at the city of New York and you look at this last century of innovation, you are hard pressed to see an economic growth model for the city of New York which is going to extrapolate the kind of economic expansion that you have all fundamentally taken for granted. You look at the innovation that this economy created over the last 50 years, it's highly unlikely that your iPhone is ever going to create the amount of wealth that an airplane did, or that a car did, or that a train did, or that the combine harvester did in the Midwest. That kind of wealth is just not forecasted for the future. So you're facing the question of how are you going to pay for that fair and just society, which has now introduced an existential challenge which is so large and so looming that it is really pales in comparison to some of the other social problems that we've extracted wealth to end up funding: housing, education, health, all of those things. So for the city of New York, for example, we're working in the Lower Manhattan Coastal Resiliency Program. The city of New York has received, in the Senate Assurance Award, $179 million. In New York, $179 million won't get you on the subway.